I can tell visitors in the church. How long did it take you to realize we have the entire sermon on the screen? Craig Center opening the book to sing the first hymn. It's like, Craig, just go look up on the screen. It's already there for you. It's already on there. Everything's up there for you. Believe it or not, not hit record because I'm actually doing my sermon. Believe it or not, I'm actually kind of glad it's doing what it is today outside. Because quite frankly, I've had enough. Yes, I'm going to be the first one to tell you it's getting to me. I keep telling myself, come on, we're going to get through it. We have in the past and we'll do it again. And yes, I've even convinced myself that there's nothing I can do about it. So why complain? So what is it that you ask that has me feeling this way? Well, they refer to it as simply this. The winter blues. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy snow. I even enjoy winter. Sledding and skiing, snowball fights, pushing my wife into a bank of snow so she can make a snow angel at home. Yes, those are all wonderful things I like to do. But yes, winter can be long and hard and draining too, especially if there is an overabundance of snow. But the thing that gets to me the most, especially now that we're in February, is the darkness that winter brings with it. Those cloudy and snowy days that never seem to end this time of year. And yes, I know I shouldn't complain. Yes, there are people who have it much worse off this time of year than I do or we do. Take, for example, the citizens of Barrow, Alaska. They're situated above the Arctic Circle in the farthest northern tip of Alaska. The sun sets on the afternoon of November 18th, and for them it doesn't rise again until January 24th. 65 days of darkness. 65 days when the sun doesn't shine. Now, do they have electric lights? Yeah, they do. But I think most people in Barrow ask, I think you can ask anyone this question too, that electric lights are not the same as feeling the sun upon your face. Be it as you and I and the citizens of Barrow have to deal with the darkness of winter, it is nothing compared to the darkness that other people have to deal with. For some, this darkness isn't the result of a lack of sun, but it's rather the darkness that surrounds their lives is the result of tragedy and violence. We saw that in our own neighborhood this past week, didn't we? And for others, it's the actions from their past that keep hanging over them like a long winter night. And then there are those who are struggling with an illness or an illness of a loved one. Sometimes it becomes so overwhelming, they actually wonder if they will ever see another sunrise. If any of that applies to you this day, or to someone you know, then listen up. Because Jesus has something to say to us who are experiencing the winter blues of darkness, either physically or emotionally. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. But in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You, all of you sitting here this day are the light of the world. I'm not calling you that. That's what Jesus is calling you. All of us who are believers in Christ, we are to be the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. That's what Jesus commands us. And what light is it that we shine upon others? Well, there's only one true light. And that light is none other than Jesus himself. The same Jesus who endured the darkness of Good Friday. The same Jesus who endured the darkness of a tomb. The same Jesus who rose on that first Easter morning, bringing with it a sunrise that will brighten the darkest day. It's that Jesus who calls us by name and baptism, who calls us to go and make disciples of all nations. It's Jesus who uses our lives to shine his light. For in him we are the light of the world. And boy, does this world need this light? I remember a few years ago, I decided to go up to the farm and take a little walk out in the woods. And as I was walking through the woods, I noticed that started to get a little darker outside. As I kept walking, even I got a little nervous, wondering if I was going to get turned around. But then I remembered something I was taught in school. And since we have some guests with us today, why not put them on the spot? Kids. The sun rises in the and sets in the. You guys go to a good school. Or mom taught you very well. So I started thinking about that. Rises in the east, it sets in the west. And thankfully, the west was the direction that I needed to go. And so I decided just to follow the sun to find my way out. Maybe you find yourself at one time in a remote place far away from any lights, and you too find yourself stumbling around in the darkness. Oh, how we wish for a flashlight. But yet that's exactly how many people are living their lives today. Even with every single light turned on in their homes, All they see around them is darkness. Darkness due to hurt. Darkness due to hopelessness. Darkness because the good news of Jesus Christ is not in their lives. And oh, how these people need the light of Christ. And it is for that reason that Jesus tells you, you are the light of the world. He has called us to declare to the world God's rescue from the dark through His Son. And yes, now it's normal at that time when we start doubting ourselves, don't we? How can I be the light of the world? How could God possibly use me? Well, on our own, we can't. As a matter of fact, in our own weaknesses and sin, you and I wouldn't even be able to shine a glimmer of any light at all. But through Jesus Christ, we certainly can. For as Paul wrote to the Ephesians, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Just as a room or even a forest looks different when there's no light, so do you and me because of Jesus Christ. Does that mean that darkness will not attempt to enter our lives? It will. Just look at the darkness that death brings with it. But with Jesus Christ, with the light, even death is but a shadow. For as David reminds us so well in Psalm 23, for yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It seems like an eternity, but yes, winter will soon be gone. The snow will have melted, the bright, shiny object in the sky will be hanging around a little bit longer during the days. The snow shovels will be replaced with lawnmowers. Heating days will soon become cooling days. And yes, even hockey sticks will be replaced with golf clubs. But don't think for a moment that those dark days have gone away too. In this season, season of Epiphany, we celebrate the true light that has come into the world. The light, no, not just for one season of the year, but year-round. For Jesus lived to give people the light. He died and He rose again so that people might be brought out of the darkness into the marvelous light of God's love. So don't hide it. Let others around you, let your family see it. Let your friends see it. Let your neighbor see it. Let those who you see in your days, let them see the light of Christ in you. Whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, shine it brightly so that others may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Amen.